June 5, 2005. From Madison, Wisconsin in the United States of Global Hegemony, it's Deviants Incast, with your host Eric P.
Y'all ready for this?
So powerful.
Found that not only
pounds
of queen
shit. Few heart-stopping seconds of anxiety.
I said I wanna learn, so I'ma teach them. Y'all ready for this?
So powerful.
Well, what's happening, Eric P. here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I just got back from school where I was grading a bunch of papers, and man, is it hot. Well, today's show is all about...
Jet ski.
Oh, thank God you've answered!
Who's this?
This is Milton Fudge Cow! Jet ski from you over an hour ago, and I can't shut it off!
Where the hell are you? You're supposed to have been back a half an hour ago.
Listen here, dillweed. If you'd let me get a word in edgewise and shut the hell up, you'll understand what I'm saying. I'm on your death trap jet ski. It's out of control. It will not shut off.
Press the red off switch.
I've hit the red off switch. Absolutely nothing is happening. Nothing.
Press the switch in with your thumb.
Hey, listen here, schmuck face. I've tried it. Does not work. Read my lips. Does not work.
Press the red off switch.
Hey, ass wipe. I've done it. Does not work. I'm pushing it right. I'm pushing it now. Nothing's happening.
All right. Pull the cord that's attached to your vest. The kill cord.
I disconnected that.
What do you mean you disconnected it?
It was very uncomfortable and restricted. Disconnected it.
Well, how could it not be working?
Listen here, bozo. What do I look like, a watercraft engineer? It is not working.
Hey, jump off the jet ski.
I can't jump off the jet ski. I have my 400-pound fat kid Chauncey on here, and he can't swim.
You have another person on there? You're only supposed to have one person on.
I picked him up on the beach. I'm sorry.
Why would you bring someone who can't swim?
Oh, thank God I had my cell phone and my waterproof sports pack, or else I wouldn't have been able to call you.
Where are you?
I'm about 10 miles offshore now.
10 miles? Oh, shit.
Yes, 10. Oh, my God. I got a small fishing boat straight ahead. 12 o'clock.
Turn the jet ski.
I can't. The handlebars snapped right off.
What do you mean they snapped off?
I hit a windsurfer about 20 minutes ago. Ripped the handlebars right off.
You gotta turn the jet ski.
I can't control it. Look out. Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Oh, my God.
I just split him right in half.
Call the
Coast Guard. Two men overboard.
Is anyone hurt?
Oh, my God. I just had a fudge roll in my pants.
Sir.
Is
anybody hurt?
I don't know. I'm about a half mile away now. It will not stop. It's out of control.
Sir, you gotta stop the jet ski.
How the hell am I gonna stop the jet ski? Oh, my God, things are getting worse as we speak.
Turn the gas switch to off.
I see a big ship up ahead.
Oh, sh**. Turn the gas switch off.
I can't. Gas switch is not working either.
What do you mean it's not working? Just turn the knob.
Nothing is working. It looks like one of those gambling casino ships.
Gambling ship?
A casino ship is straight ahead.
Holy sh**.
Damn, when I get through with you, I'm going to sue your butts off. It's going to be Fudge Cow Jet Ski Rental when I get through with you, morons.
You have to turn the jet ski.
Oh, my God, gambling boat straight ahead.
Put your foot out to turn the jet ski.
On collision course.
Put your foot out.
I can't. Disaster is imminent.
Stick your foot in the water.
Everybody's going to die in a hellacious ball of fire.
Put your foot out.
Heading straight for ship.
Hello?
I'm inside the boat.
You're inside the boat?
Jet ski smashed right through side of boat. I just plowed through the casino, knocked over slot machines and crab's table. I'm in the middle of the casino.
Jet ski in the casino?
Yes, in the casino. Hey, wait a sec. Gotta go. Feeling lucky. Gotta play some blackjack.
What the f***?
Do you know what nemesis means? A righteous infliction of retribution manifested by an appropriate agent.
Oh. vending machines are a big part of my life. I like when you reach into the vending machine to grab your candy bar. That flap goes up to block you from reaching up. That's a good invention. Before that, it was hard times for the vending machine owners. What candy bar are you getting? That one? And everyone on the bottom row? I want to make a vending machine that sells vending machines. It has to be real big. I was going to get a candy bar. The button I was supposed to push was HH. So I went to the side. I found the H button. I pushed it twice. Potato chips came out, man, because they had an HH button, for Christ's sakes. You need to let me know. I'm not familiar with the concept of HH. I did not learn my AABBCCs. God damn it, damn it. The Kit Kat candy bar has the name Kit Kat imprinted into the chocolate. That robs you of chocolate. That's a clever chocolate-saving technique. I go down to the factory. You owe me some letters.
And maybe Syria when it's a liberated nation. We'll relax on date palms as I rub you down with crude oil on the smooth soil of the desert of our choice, and rejoice when the prices of oil go up together, painting the world red, white, and blue forever. How romantic will it be? We'll use the best weaponry. If proof the world's a sovereign capitalist democracy, the only dictators are the ones we handpick. While a depleted uranium makes the evil people sick, staring at the atlas, Iraq is on your back. As Iran starts acting like asses, we'll attack them. A war on evil acts is paid for by your taxes. Another 4 years of Bush's daddy starts relaxing. Millions of lives got to do with us. You get the oil lines pumping and it's victory for us. In the end there'll be no terrorists unless we pop them up. And every human on this earth will have to spend American us.
To decode my love for you, neocon romance like Sun Tzu. Head into meetings, reading you with a nice smile. As you go the extra mile to make war based on empty files, you get a while. Like when you worked up the UN, my heart went through the roof. No W, there's a thing or two my love could teach you. You need the power, powerly moves like my bowels. Not even throwing in the towel, you like to grow in the sack. And we know that you like it like that.
Misery for the rest of the country in this rigged world. you can oppress us, but you can't
make me love you.
Richard Pearl
trying to take over my world.
Deviant Sincast is a production of the Floating Brain of Eric S. Piotrowski, which is solely responsible for its content. This program is a joint venture of Riding Nucleic Records and Garrison Multimedia. Our show is made possible by a grant from the Fargus Foundation. Some restrictions may apply. See SOAR for details. Fight the power.
Everybody's gonna die in a hellacious ball of fire!